The following is a presentation of the
Radio Misfits Podcast Network.
From State Street, Chicago.
Steph's such a city gal now.
Yeah, she's been here for a whole 2 days.
Babe, Pig in the Big City, whatever that movie was.
So what, every 6 years your conference is in Chicago?
Next year it's in fucking Baltimore.
Baltimore is actually better than you think.
I'm going to wear my bulletproof vest and
No,
outside of Chicago is far worse than
Baltimore. Yeah, I have a client in Baltimore. It's really pretty. The Inner Harbor and everything. I swear to you, I always thought that about Baltimore too.
All right.
It's better than you'll think. Last
week, what happened to us last time we recorded a show?
Oh, we were in the middle of
a carjacking. So I guess you're not even safe on State Street.
We were right there.
It was the complete opposite direction.
No,
but it was right where we were sitting.
Okay.
No.
But not in front of you.
It was right.
That's why there was
there.
So much traffic. It took us forever to get around the corner.
But you guys came up the other street.
No.
Yeah, we did. We came up Maple.
So it happened right here at State and Oak.
Yes, it did. And you came up State and Maple.
But we were sitting on State forever.
Okay, but that means you're not in the middle of a
But it was happening right in front of us.
Back up.
Okay.
We were on Oak.
Okay.
We were on Oak,
but then you turned.
There's a digital voice record of this because you talked about it last week.
No, we didn't. We just talked about why there was traffic. Mm-hmm. We didn't find out until
now. I want to start this show again.
No, after the podcast, you got the call that there was shit going down. And they needed the copy of the videotape.
Yeah.
We didn't know what happened. We just knew there was, whatever. But we knew that there was cops out there and that traffic was backed up, but we couldn't figure out why. I was going down Oak, and some reason I turned and went down Maple.
Because I almost said, why don't you just go down Oak Street?
And for some reason I turned. So, yeah, we never talked about it. But here I'm like saying I'm not safe in Baltimore, and I'm really not safe here.
In front of your own building.
I got a great still frame of the guy.
Yeah,
with the guy
because he shot the guy, right?
That was not the guy he shot.
No, you said that guy got away.
That guy drove away, and then which freaked him out. So then he ran up to the corner where traffic was stopped, and the guy couldn't get away. And when he wouldn't give him his car, that's when he shot him. Didn't kill him. He just shot him.
Yeah, that could have.
But
been
I was
us.
Thinking, well, number one, we're like two idiots. Even if it was happening in front of us, we were just chatting. Why is there traffic?
Yeah,
what?
We were oblivious.
But also, I don't think they'll carjack people if there's two people in the car, because that just seems like extra hassle.
Way
two
hassle.
People got to get out.
So
okay.
I think we were safe.
So we always have to have a partner, right?
Plus, I look like a real thug, so they're not.
Well, you're from the
that.
South Side, and you don't take shit,
exactly.
So you would have been like,
I don't know,
yes, there was
gun
a Gold Coast carjacking.
There was a Gold Coast carjacking, yeah. So
and they caught the guy, and he's going away for a long time.
It was just so dramatic.
So don't worry about Baltimore, and maybe you should stay at my client's property. But we'll talk about that.
Oh,
later.
Yes, we'll talk about that
on the water.
Pretty sure you guys have already made plans. For the conference.
I'll have to look and see. I don't know, for the 2 years in a row it's been Hilton, so maybe they'll switch it up. It's not always a Hilton.
Well, I should, yeah, you're important in this conference, aren't you?
I like to think so.
Reach out to my peeps.
I like to think so. I was like chatting it up with all these fellows in training last night. So
young
like just right out of their fellow, you know, they just graduated.
You were cougaring?
A little bit.
Wait, so if they just graduated, but it's like med school stuff?
Well, so they've graduated medical school. They're dermatologists.
So they're not that young.
No.
All right.
Yeah. And so now, in order to do the procedure that we specialize in, they have to go do a fellowship. Oh, yeah. Hello, Dr. Andy.
Maybe I will go down to Blue Agave with you.
Yeah. Come on out. I'll give you my key. You can come work out and use the hot tub and stuff.
And the guy you banged before you came over here tonight was not one of these guys.
You're so jealous. No.
I am a little jealous, yes.
Yeah. No, he's not.
No, but maybe tonight I'll find a doctor. And you have a roommate.
I do, but
you brought a guy. Did he come from the suburbs?
No.
Oh, he's in the city.
Yeah.
Who is he?
No idea.
Ed, we got to get to the bottom of this. Do we know him?
No. No, you would never know any of them.
I'm a new time.
Yes, it's the Phil. The Phil.
He's well, good for you. You're living it up in the city, kidless this week.
Yeah.
Invite your men's over.
My man's. Yeah. No, and my roommate didn't care. So today is
your roommate offered up a three-way.
She did.
You turned her down.
She was so sweet too. She's like, well, I've had like three ways, like three women, me and two guys, me and a girl and a guy. Well, I'm just saying.
I think it
like,
was hurtful that you know, she's probably upset.
She had a conference that she had to be at.
But also, wouldn't you feel so awkward because you always room with her at these conferences? Like next year, wouldn't you feel like, hey.
No, she's not that type of personality. She's like kind of like a just go with the flow and, oh, really? That happened yesterday? I don't remember.
Years ago when I worked at Sports 30, my friend Katie, we all went out for someone's birthday to like one of the clubs in the city because mm-hmm. I lived in South Side of Chicago. And we got hammered, of course. And the next thing I know, she's like making out with me, like on me. And
really?
I'm just, I was just drunk and I was just.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
It's like, well, someone's kissing you, so you're just kissing back and you're drunk.
Okay, for you. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
And then I realize, like, I'm thinking as I'm kissing, this is Kate. This is a girl. What the hell am I doing? You know? So you I just kind of like push her. I'm like, you molester. Why would you do that? Like all drunk.
Molester.
So then like the whole next week at work, like she didn't talk to me. And then finally she's like, okay, we need to talk. I felt so bad all week. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, I felt awkward too, but it's fine. Like it wasn't that big of a deal. But I don't know about actually having a threesome with someone. I don't think I'd be able to look them in the eye.
I mean, I told her I'm not, I really just am not attracted
to
women.
You mean during it or afterwards?
Both. I don't look people in the eye normally, like especially after
you're
that.
Like closing eyes
but
peek.
Wait that doesn't mean you'd have to you wouldn't like touch her boobs or something. You don't have to like
she
do
does
stuff.
Have nice boobs
there you
she
go.
Sincerely does have nice boobs
so you don't have to like do other stuff.
This is the sex episode. I don't know. No.
Oh, how is that different from any other episode?
I know. Well, it was funny because she was actually going to come with me.
I feel like if anyone at this table is going to have a threesome, you should jump on the chance so you can report back to us.
Tell you how it is.
Because I'm not.
Yeah, because it's not going to be my protege.
Here's the thing, though. If I have a threesome, I would rather be me and two men. And there's
really?
A lot of men that,
that
don't.
Doesn't that sound tiring?
No.
You're going to have to do a lot of work.
For
that's
them.
That's okay.
Why for them? She's got two men to pleasure.
They pleasure themselves.
They'll be pleasuring me at the same time.
No,
yeah.
I don't have to worry about two wieners. I'm good. I'm good with one.
There's the promo.
Oh, that's I don't want to worry about two wieners. That's too funny. Well,
four,
guess what?
Two sets of balls. Like, that's a lot to worry about.
If you ever have the opportunity, make sure everyone leaves their socks on.
Oh,
because
well, that would work for me because I hate feet.
Science shows that sex with socks makes you orgasm better, even though today is no socks day.
Women don't
but
need
we're
orgasms.
Saying,
that's science.
Fuck no socks day, because if you wear your socks while you're having sex, it's better.
It's better. Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'm down for that because I do not like
try it. Experiment with that next time you have the opportunity.
I always have my socks on usually.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I guess not in the summer, but
see,
like,
and I never wear socks.
I
really,
think there's something hot about
bed.
Just ripping everything off, but leaving your
maybe
socks on.
Maybe if I put my socks on, it'll be even better.
You need to report back to us.
Like I
squirted
even more.
Report and socks on.
Socks
report.
Make you squirt. I don't know what
oh
to
my.
Say. That's another good
could
promo.
That be the White Sox promo next year?
Socks make you squirt.
The Onion currently has a story out there saying a new White Sox promotion is the first 9 fans in off the street get to be starters.
Whatever.
Although it was kind of scary to hear about the Farquhar
oh, yeah.
guy with the blood clot. That was pretty scary. So I'm glad he pulled
he
through.
He seems to be doing better.
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah, definitely.
But we're not allowed to talk baseball if it's not the Cubs in this place of
why?
Residence. I don't know. You don't like the Sox.
I appreciate all Chicago teams. Hater. I've just always been a Cubs fan.
Okay.
We just tease you. That's all. We're Chicago fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Chicago. What else do we have going on? Okay. Don't get your... Well, DNA, ancestry, whatever.
23andMe.
23andMe. What? Okay, so I read an article about this one girl. She got her stuff tested, and it came back that her father was not the father.
Whoa.
And then the mom. The mom finally admitted that the dad couldn't get her pregnant because he had issues. So she went to a sperm bank. So her brother and sister were from the same donor. And then she was like on her own with a different donor. And she's like,
so did her brother and sister do it too?
Yeah.
And they didn't show the same DNA at all.
But technology ruining families.
Yeah. The mom.
But the mom. Yeah. The mom's
mom
DNA.
Is the same. But the dad was not. All three kids thought this is our dad. He's Cuban. Like, we're Cuban. And it turned out, no, they weren't even Hispanic. So
he raised them.
Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah. So. You know about the Golden State Killer and they caught him. Did you know that they caught him because of
23andMe?
Well, yeah, I don't know like that it was right.
It was a DNA thing.
They traced him through his family tree through the DNA.
But like, I'm not going on a murder spree as far as I know.
As far as you know.
I know.
You don't know, but I
watch enough Dateline and Lifetime movies to not leave my DNA.
Okay. I've seen things set you off.
Well, yeah, of course.
Years.
I'm very quick tempered.
It kind of freaked me out that it took them how long? Like 40 years to catch him?
I downloaded that book, but I haven't started reading it yet.
The Golden State Killer?
No, it's the book that Patton Oswalt's
He tells the girl that he has a very large penis.
No, I don't think he said anything. No, I think he was just like, I'm going to kill you or fuck you. So. Because it was 12 people he killed and he raped 45 women across California from 1976 to 1986.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
There's something about like stuff like that I'm like way into reading. Like when I was in the hospital, I read the BTK killer book.
I don't
The Bind, Torture, Kill.
I would love to taste you.
Is this all Chris Hansen?
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of like crime podcasts, and one of them, it's an Australian guy. I can never remember what the name of the podcast is, but it was like a special breaking report. Like they caught this guy and blah, blah, blah. And they ran down. I think he was even a cop, this guy, D'Angelo.
Yeah. A former.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of just like interesting.
So you're saying you wouldn't do your DNA now because they'll catch you after you kill someone?
No, I mean, I'm still interested in doing it, but I think that a lot of people are just like, oh, this is fun. Like, you need to sit and think about where this is going to be stored.
I bought it for my stepdad for Christmas, and he still hasn't done it. And yeah. I know it's something about the DNA. And
I mean, this. Okay, and you're watching The Handmaid's Tale. What if some smart ass is like, okay, everybody with this gene, they're no good. We need to get rid of them.
But I was thinking, if Handmaid's Tale was real, I'd probably be like a Jezebel, like a whore. Not out of like choice, but I'm too old probably for like the baby making. I don't cook or clean or anything.
No, you
but
don't.
I like... No. Like still look sort of young, so they just throw you in the whorehouse.
Well, or they ship you off to the
colony. No, after that, I just kill myself. Wait, Marissa Tomei was in it.
Yes,
that was such a weird little cameo.
I don't know. I'm like fascinated by it all, and and I have the book, and yet I've never made it through the whole book.
They say the book's way more brutal, which I don't understand how, because the show is so
brutal. I had a friend say that she read the book and she just wasn't emotionally in a place to watch the series.
I can understand
that. Just because it was so dark.
Yeah.
So
dark.
If you guys haven't watched it yet, give it a watch. But I just thought that was interesting when I'm like, oh my God, they caught this guy.
I highly recommend it watching it without commercials.
Oh, I don't mind it. The commercials are fast. Gives you a chance to grab a snack or something.
No, they're not. I hate commercials. And I work at an ad agency.
Hulu commercials make me crazy. I got too used to Netflix and Amazon. I had to pay the extra $5.
Yeah. What did I watch the other day? I watched Stranger Things again on Netflix just to watch it.
The whole series?
No, we had it on. I just watched a couple episodes. Oh. It just kept running. So it was no big deal. Speaking of grabbing snacks, did you... Seriously, have you ever gone down the Oreo aisle at the store lately?
Yes.
I do my best not to because they're always crazy flavors. I saw buttered popcorn.
My mom keeps buying the lemon ones.
Popcorn
She's
Oreo.
Like obsessed with the lemon Oreos.
There's like a bazillion flavors. Like the lemon ones are good.
Yeah,
but that's... now they have cherry cola.
Ew.
And they actually say that it really does taste like.
I have to say, though, cola. With their flavor, it does taste like what they say. It's not. It's never been like a weird.
Well,
like,
they make
just
it
colored this way and it doesn't taste
they
like
make it.
It
bubbly like soda. Like,
oh, I see. Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
They have
that.
Pop Rocks in them. I don't know if I could do that. Pop Rocks in the cookie. Although I've had Pop Rocks in chocolate, like a candy
Weren't
bar.
You in high school, the girl who used to give head with Pop Rocks.
I really let me dispel.
Was
this
a rumor?
Because
well, yeah,
I,
she never gave it to me. We never.
I but you like remember guys I talking
telling
about this?
That, yeah.
Guys wow. always just talked about that in general about just getting head with Pop Rocks. When I was in high school and even while I was married, that was not my strong suit.
The Pop Rocks or giving head?
The giving head. That I didn't enjoy it. Now I like it, but yeah. There's
so it'll be a no with the Pop Rocks.
No with the Pop Rocks. But we would have Pop Rocks and then drink pop and really like was amped up. They have a kettle corn.
Oh, God.
Kettle corn Oreo.
I think I'd try
some
that.
Some flavor should not be in a cookie.
I think
do you like Jelly Belly popcorn ones? I do.
The buttered popcorn Jelly Belly. I kind of do.
Actually, my favorite,
so I think I might like that.
My favorite non-standard Jelly Belly flavor is Dr. Pepper.
Yuck. I don't like pop.
I don't know. When I think of like pop
and Dr. Pepper,
flavored...
if I could drink it, if I could have anything, I love Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Like the original made with cane sugar Dr. Pepper, which you can still find now and then in Texas. If I come across it, I've got to have one.
Really?
I try not to drink soda as a rule, yeah. But that is something I just something
I
about
just
that
don't
flavor.
Like soda.
Dr. Pepper has always been my favorite.
Dr. Pepper is good.
McDonald's cherry
has
flavored
Dr. Pepper.
Is good for me.
I remember Lucky's Bar and Grill. Do you remember that place in Woodfield?
Yeah.
And I would order cherry Cokes and they would just like take the Coke with the syrup and all
yeah, back
the cherries.
Before they were mass produced.
Oh,
yeah.
They were so good. Yeah.
Cherry Coke, vanilla Coke. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have they made a peanut butter and jelly Oreo yet?
Maybe. I want to say
it's
I think I saw
it. Peanut butter jelly time.
It's
I had
favorite.
Peanut butter and jelly twice this week already.
The best.
And it's been a while. So they have a pina colada Oreo. I think
ooh,
I would try that
I
one.
I would try that.
It comes in the thins one.
The lemon ones are the thins.
Yeah. So I think I would try the pina colada one. So I ran across that and I'm like, it's been a while since we've talked about Oreos. Like,
probably
how many
for good reason,
fucking
but okay.
flavors are out there?
No, we need to go get some Oreos.
All right, let's do this and figure out what's next.
I've been waiting.
Strays from the UK.
And that song was brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Get headphones, earbuds, and accessories from tweakedaudio.com. Enter discount code BITCHES at checkout for 33% off your entire order, free shipping, and a lifetime warranty on everything you buy.
Tweakedaudio.com. BITCHES.
B-I-T-C-H-E-S.
Is it like the Mickey Mouse Club?
B-I-T.
Okay, you guys.
Twee is for twat.
I was going to say, come up with something and we'll go with it.
C-H-E.
What did they have?
For Ed.
Wow.
S. Oh, we got to figure it out.
I get, you would have to do it on dishing and then.
S-U-C-K me. Right?
Oh, my God.
We're fun. We're fun, people.
You
We're
think you are.
Fun. I ran across a comedian.
That's
online.
Funny. I was going to make a suggestion that, you know, we're doing this on Thursday nights now.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just release the shows on Friday morning. But no, I need more time to edit this crap out.
You know what? We are normally really good. I don't know what your deal is. How many times we have to
I just think you're tired because you've been working your ass off.
I am exhausted.
So,
but it's I'm okay.
Just giving you
I'm
a
still
hard time,
entertaining. So. You know, we were compared to the Howard Stern show.
By whom?
Yeah.
Man, we don't want to know. Yeah. You came across a comedian. You started.
Yes, I came across a comedian on Facebook, and she cracked me up. And she is talking about guys and how they would rather text than call. Although I do want to say that in my age group, like the mid-40s, I think that they still are attached to like the old... Like, let's talk on the phone kind of thing.
I mean, for the most part, I'd prefer messaging than calling.
What? So it has a lot to do
to
with, like, the
say what Linnell has to
yes.
say.
All fucking day and night, you can text. You know why, lady? Us men want to communicate with you, but they don't want to fucking talk to you. If a man can get you out your house, across town, and in his bed, and never hear your fucking voice, that is a fucking Christmas present every day for fucking man. See? Look at these motherfuckers. Ain't that a bitch? Now, I'm going to tell you, here's the real test. Motherfucker texting back and forth, texting back and forth. Text the motherfucker back and say, call me. Shit. You be waiting for 5 hours for that motherfucking phone call. Oh, I dropped the phone. Oh, I hurt my thumb. Police was behind me. My battery died.
I like her.
I like to FaceTime. I prefer FaceTiming timing over a...
Wait, what was that?
That was whatever video was next.
Ed was cooking something.
Is that your cooking show that we don't know about?
There's a new little... I didn't watch it yet, but my son sent it to me. There's like a guy that interviews people while they eat hot wings. So he sent me over the John Mayer one. And I guess it's like
good. Celebrities?
Yeah, again? It's celebrities. And he interviews them while they're eating hot
you
wings.
You just like John Mayer.
I do, but I guess there's a lot of really cool celebrities that this guy interviews while they're eating hot wings. I can't imagine. I would be like, excuse me while I shit myself. Because
no way.
I can't handle the spice. Can't handle the spice.
That's a good comedian, though. I've seen her other stuff. What was her name?
Lunel.
Yeah. She's funny.
She is really funny. So while we're talking about guys texting and talking, obviously, dating, what was a big story this week that I saw come across Facebook? Guess what? Facebook. Dating.
Oh,
app.
Yeah. But isn't that what poking is? Like, isn't that what poking
is that
was for?
Is that
dating?
Even still there?
Have
I
been
know,
poked
like
in a
DMs
while? Ed, when's the last time you got today, poked?
We are announcing talk about a it. New set of features coming soon
Mark Zuckerberg.
Around dating.
It's at the Facebook Developers Conference.
Now, this is going to be for building real long-term relationships, all right? Not just hookups.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be in the right. Facebook app, but it's totally optional. It's opt-in.
Are you excited, Ed?
If you want, you can make a dating profile.
And, we'll see.
And I know a lot of you are going to have questions about this, so I want to be clear that we have designed this with privacy and safety in mind from the beginning. Your friends aren't going to see your profile. You're only going to be suggested people who are not your friends, who have opted into dating, who fit your preferences, although I can't promise that you're going to get Ime. It's a tough world.
Okay.
So I mean, I feel like people use social media now to date anyway. So is it, I don't know what the deal is with this.
I agree. So the one thing
I don't know.
They,
you now know what the world knows because that's all he said about it.
They don't even know if they're going to charge for it. So like,
no,
obviously,
I'm guessing they will not.
Tinder and Bumble are free. So if they're going to try to compete,
can't you
they
pay
be
to have
too.
Some like certain account on those?
You can.
On Bumble, you can pay for boosts. You can if somebody, and I still think it's all it's an algorithm that's trying to get you.
Yeah.
But if you say you have your area set to 26 miles and people outside that
seem to still fit you.
Yeah. They'll say, hey, there are people outside your area, but if you pay us $10 a month, you can see them. I mean,
Yeah, it's a scam.
I mean, the one thing that irritates me about Bumble is like you only get 24 hours to talk to the guy, and I turned off notifications on my phone. So unless I was manually going in to see if I had a match,
he's lost then.
Well, I just feel bad because I'm like, oh damn, that like he was interesting, he was cute, like because I could swipe on someone, and then 5 days later he finally gets on and swipes back on me.
Be more into it.
Why don't
you turn on that notification?
You
got to
check it every day.
I should, but what I was trying
to
say.
When she sat down, she goes, ooh, Bumble notification.
Yeah, I had a connection. But I turned it back on. I did turn it back on because I felt really bad. And then the only way once they expire is you have to pay to reconnect. And I'm like.
Have you paid?
No. I'm like, there's enough people. And I'll run across them
eventually.
She
gets more ass than she can handle. She needs to pay.
Do you think Facebook will be the way that Ed finally
here's the thing I
someone he likes
I'm hopeful about it because Facebook obviously knows what kind of toilet paper you fucking use. They know when you're gonna get your
well,
period
because they're listening to us right
exactly.
now
exactly. So if they hear me complaining or being like this motherfucker aggravates the shit out of me, they're gonna be like, okay, we can't set her up with a guy like that. If they're listening
you
to
know
us,
there is something to be said for that because I remember when we talk about arranged marriages like in school and stuff. Mm-hmm. I was always like, I would trust my parents to pick someone for me.
I would too.
So yeah, so maybe like if Facebook really knows that much, all right, go find someone, right?
I think it has more potential because they know more about you than these other dating apps. People are filling in their shit, whether it's right or it's wrong. Although Bumble pulls from Facebook, but I think just photos and your basic information.
Yeah. And actually, I saw in a recent update, mm-hmm. you do not even have to do that. You can now create an account outside of Facebook on Bumble using your phone.
Oh,
you're going to start catfishing people?
What?
Are you going to start catfishing?
No.
Oh.
Although, thanks to Roxy, superfan Roxy.
I had dinner with Roxy on Saturday.
She sent
me. I was in D.C. getting all of her snaps.
Yeah, she sent me a picture of you guys, and she said she helped rework your profile.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to approve of it.
Why?
Because I don't.
Read it.
Yeah,
what does
she's
it say?
Like married for how many years? And like,
and
she's,
they're such a cute couple. Like, I love them both.
Let's hear what she put.
Well, like, they have the best smiles, the two of them.
They're great. They're fabulous people.
Yeah,
and
I wanted to go
their daughters.
Hang.
They're like the perfect little family.
Yeah, and now they have a cute little dog.
Oh. Read it out loud, Steph.
Romantic, creative, and intelligent. I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I own a digital media company. That's good.
Really good.
Love movies, Netflix, TV, pop culture, sci-fi, talk radio, and long drives. Yeah, but the drives, you really like long drives. Like you enjoy it.
He doesn't mind driving.
You were just supposed to be reading this.
I'm asking you, though, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not city driving, but.
Enjoy fine dining and would love to cook for someone special. Hockey fan, Gold Coast, 6'2", non-smoker, INFJ. I think that's great.
That's perfect.
All right. Well, I took you guys. I was wrong
did
about you guys.
Did you swipe on anybody yet? Did anybody swipe on you yet?
Nobody.
But how many did you swipe on? Like two? You got to just swipe on all
that's
of them.
That's the problem, too. You're just too.
I don't get that many choices.
So swipe on all of them and then
how do
see
I
who
go
comes back. And then if you don't like them.
Some of them are, no.
I don't know how to work this. How do we swipe on
start
people?
Swiping.
Move, I don't see anyone.
Back.
It's just his pictures.
There'll be no swiping.
It, swiper, no nothing swiping.
There. Davion
okay,
once
what
gave
is
me his
your,
phone. And I sent people, send me nudes, send me nudes. I just was like drunk and I just sent that.
What were you on, Grindr?
No, it was Tinder.
This is pretty liberal for me.
Up to 30 miles?
38 and 53. Okay. So in 20 days, I could be in your demographic?
Sure.
Up to 30 miles. That's it?
And you have no one.
You saw it.
Up to 30 miles, you should have a pile of people in there, women. That makes no sense.
That's because you already swiped.
Yeah, there were like
no
three or there were like three or four today, but
and you said no to all of them.
No, there were a couple I thought.
Oh
were
my
cute.
God! I sit there with my phone and I'm like, I think I have 50 miles, but I'm like, am I done swiping yet? Oh my God, my finger hurts. How do you not have that many matches?
Different for guys.
That makes no sense. Extend your age range and see what happens. Like go down to 35
are you
to 53.
No, because I'm not. No,
38 is fine.
38 might even be a little pushing it, but.
No.
How fun.
I mean, my age.
51?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think that I have mine set at 38, too, because I don't really want to go any younger than that.
Oh, so in 20 days, I could be in your demographic, too.
Sometimes I set it.
I don't know if I can show up here in June.
I'll make up.
You guys are going to be all over me.
Want to go get drunk tonight and make out?
When I'm 38.
You can look at me. It won't be awkward.
No, it will be.
Shut
I will not.
Up.
Oh my God, that would be so weird.
It's just kissing.
Well, the kissing, yeah. I didn't feel that awkward about. She no. made it more awkward. But if I like had a threesome with someone, I would absolutely feel awkward.
Yeah. It's dark and you're drunk and yeah, why not?
Okay. All right. You let us know how that goes with your roommate. Yeah.
I'm on drink tonight. Let's see. 11.
Is she going to be a blue guy?
Yeah, she is.
All right. Well, now we got to go.
Why, Ed? Is she Ed's type?
Oh, no, I just want to see who's,
no, but I want to know
who
that.
She's going to be making out with.
Oh, I won't make out with Cassie. Oh. I don't know.
Can we make a love connection?
Oh, not with me.
Ed? Why?
With Ed?
Not with one of her coworkers.
I don't work with her. She lives in Minnesota. Do you want?
Okay, and that's even better.
She was hoping to get drunk and make out with
you
somebody
like
tonight.
Long drives.
Do you just want to make out?
Shut up.
She's got really nice boobs.
What else?
And she's got nice legs. She's face. Although last night at midnight she was singing Evanescence at the top of her lungs, and I was like, "It's time for."
Was it good?
She actually sings really good.
She
likes Disney shows.
What else you got there?
11 ways to be more attractive.
She likes Disney. What?
Disney show, like Disney show tunes.
Yeah, we already don't think it's a match now.
Oh, she's a good girl. Okay, so 11 ways to be more attractive, Ed, according to science.
I want to hear.
So number one, keep your chin up.
I have a big chin, so
that's okay. It says people often see a large jawbone as a masculine feature, but facial attractiveness, evolutionary-based research, it's an article, and that was published in 2011. So even though they say that a large jawbone is a masculine feature, that it shows genetic strength.
There you go, my brother Nick. Fuck you. Calling me Jay Leno my whole life.
Well,
I'm more attractive because of this chin.
And here's the thing. It says that genetic strength shows that this theory says that you're resistant to parasites.
Oh.
So hormones like testosterone drive the development of secondary sex characteristics like a large jawbone or a strong jawbone.
As you go.
But no, this is a science. So when people see that in their brain, it registers.
Women don't need orgasms. That's science.
That genetically you're stronger than most people.
All right. I'm still going to tell my brother, fuck you, later when I send him this article.
So how to be more attractive, which I'm on the fence with this second one, like consider wearing sunglasses. Like, I totally see that if you wear the right pair of sunglasses,
like a mysterious thing?
I just think that it makes you like I do. I have a great pair of Burberrys that I wear that I feel like I look good in these.
Really?
Yeah.
I always feel weird in sunglasses. I also feel like I don't want to get tan lines of sunglasses, so I don't like to wear them.
What I think because
I understand that.
It's rare that anybody has a symmetrical face, right? So when you wear a pair of sunglasses, it increases the look of
symmetry.
Yes. So symmetrical faces are more attractive, studies show. So by putting on sunglasses, you look more attractive because you're more symmetrical. Am I too scientific with you today? Ed, look, you look so
Ed's
bored.
Got Mortons on the
I
brain.
I hate looking at him when he looks
bored. I
want
to hear how to be more attractive.
So that's
I'm
why.
I'm not saying a word. Go ahead.
But that's why celebrities and models wear sunglasses more often because it makes you look better. Number three, boost your adrenaline levels. So when you.
I'm not skydiving.
You don't have
is
to
Is that
skydive.
What that is? How would you boost your adrenaline?
But it's a natural aphrodisiac. So, like, amp up your workout. Do something that you find exciting or that you have passion. And that will boost your adrenaline level, which in turn...
Use some Tic Tacs just in case you start kissing.
Lord, don't
do, like,
start
a hip-hop dance class, because that's what I like. Or kickboxing.
So it does say if you really want to do some extreme sports like scuba diving, extreme rollerblading, mountain biking. But truthfully, you don't have to do any of that. Just get something going that gets you moving and gets that adrenaline pumping.
I can find something.
So the next one I don't agree with because I'm not attracted to androgynous men. But it says think androgyny. So, although they, you know,
there's absolutely something really, really sexy about a woman in like a nice tailored tux. And I think there are really hot gay guys who look a little bit
feminine.
So I can see that. There's also like an attitude where you just don't give a fuck. So that makes it even better.
Well, I think typically they would say, oh, women like to look at masculine men. But science is proving that, no, women can appreciate a feminine looking man.
No, let's not get it twisted. I would much prefer someone in like construction boots and dirty jeans and a dirty
smelly balls and hairy.
Oh, maybe a little paint splatter on him.
A little beard that needs to be trimmed. I'm going to say, beards are nice when you're rubbing on them. Let's see. All right. We are really going to town today. Number 5, don't overdo the perfume or cologne, which Ed's always like, I smelled you coming down the hallway.
Smells like a French whorehouse in here.
I can't. I get a headache if I put too much on myself.
The only time Ed ever comments that it smells like a French whorehouse is when I wear my Justin Bieber perfume.
Is that what it is?
Yes, you hate my Justin Bieber.
It's the Biebs.
Today you didn't complain, and I only put a little spritz of Giorgio Armani.
How does that smell? Like prepubescent?
I love it. It smells like if anybody, I don't know, did you wear Poison back in the day in like the 80s? It's like Poison Light.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I do remember Poison, don't you? That was such a
I don't
a
think
popular.
I dated anybody who wore it, but yeah, I have
oh,
a speaking
Well, you clearly aren't a fan of it if you don't like her Biebs perfume.
No, he doesn't like my Biebs at all. And by the way.
Do you like her boobs?
He can't see my boobs. My boobs. I do have.
Ooh, she's pulling her shirt down. Oh, you went tan. Wait, I have a bruise. Like where your thing is, I have like a bruise. You have a cute heart tan thing.
Yeah, I went.
And I have like a weird bruise on my boob.
Who grabbed your boob forcefully?
Like, no, I don't know. Isn't that weird looking?
You got big boobs. You probably ran into something.
Yeah,
something happened
on
the metro.
That's like
drink a lot in DC.
Your boobs stick out the furthest, so it's gonna like take the impact of anything.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. I have a klutz too. Yeah, it's just like a really weird little bruise on my boob.
Yeah, I would say either somebody got rough with you squeezing it, or you bumped into something.
I bumped.
All right, so don't overdo the perfume or cologne. Even though you want to smell good to feel attractive, sometimes that isn't attractive.
Especially men that axe body spray. No.
I have my one guy that works with me, like I said, he was like Middle Eastern dude. He wears gray flannel.
Oh, Jesus.
And then it wears off after a while, and then you just smell like the curry or whatever. It's just so annoying. I did have a coworker that she wore that Sarah Jessica Parker perfume.
Stop.
Liza Sayers, Pillar of Salt.
I like her.
All girls.
And she is a young one.
You know,
she
I love
is a teenager.
I love music from strong women or bands fronted by strong women.
What if some women are just like weak and they don't have the chin like me? And
wow, really?
They're not.
Really getting all up on yourself
really
now, aren't
am,
you?
Yeah.
If you would like to send us some music like Liza Sayers did, and the Strays did, you can find us at radiomisfits.com. There's a little drop down that, or well, it's not a drop down, it's just a tab. It
just
says
a button.
Just a button. I have a button. It says submit music. So go ahead, click it, fill it all out, and send it on over. And if Ed likes it, we'll play it on the show. Have we had any submissions? Are we going to do one of those shows, Ed?
Any voicemails?
I've got a bunch of music.
Yeah.
No voicemails.
I like it when you have us like, listen to this one, this one, this one. Like, let's do
we
that
can
again.
Do that right now. You want to hear?
Yeah.
I got three. You can hear like the first 20 seconds.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Discovered accidentally as such horrors often are tributes.
Wait, who was that? Was that Dell? I think this is my friend. Why didn't you play this?
Because while it's mechanically and tonally fabulous, it's kind of a bring down.
Well, we can play it eventually. Dell's really mellow, but he's very talented.
Yeah, all three of these are from Del Scott Miller. I got him this morning.
Oh, they're
some
all.
Some regional director cast fat shadows on the floor.
He's so cute.
Names forced through your teeth as if we'd never met before.
This all sounds so different.
Either tears or tales before I'm tumbled through the door to take my place. The charge was barely worth the grub and Führer getting dressed. But he pounced upon the chance to squeeze a trapped man into less.
He's gonna, yeah, he's mailing me that new
go
album.
Go out on St. Patrick's Day now.
He's the reason or the person that I met Chris Scarf through.
Sure.
So Dell had sent me a text the other day just saying, like, hey, are you still at the same address? I'm going to send you my new CD. And I said, oh, don't forget to submit it to the show.
Where's he from?
So Barnsley.
Oh,
UK.
The UK.
Yeah. They're all Barnsley boys. So cute. Well, thanks, Del. If you're listening, we'll play one eventually. What else do we have going on? We have fucking Ed with your goop.
I think you're obsessed with
fucking
Gwyneth.
Well, and maybe goop is like Gwyneth. Paltrow. Don't you think that could be it? Like, that's why she came up with goop.
Hey, before I found out about, you know, all the seaweed down there, and I used to be so hot for her, and now it's just such a turnoff. And to find out she's just nuts.
She is nuts. But here's the thing. She was married to what's his face? Chris from Coldplay.
Chris Martin.
So cute and so talented.
I didn't know he was cute until like 2 years ago.
Oh, right. My God. He's so cute.
Their kid is named Apple.
Well, she's nuts. I mean, the woman gets she's the one naming the kid. Mm. The guys really don't have a say in it.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, the guys really don't.
So from the issue, 13 of the Goop newsletter? Is that
this is actually from the sex issue.
Oh, the
sex issue.
Of the Goop newsletter.
And it's their interviews with experts. They're opening up the conversation about everything, Ed, from gender fluidity to BDSM.
Hit me.
All right, number one, have a sex laundry list.
What is this telling you? Just things to do?
Yeah, like... in regards to sex, this is sex issue.
We're gonna have sex tonight, and I want to do this, and this. Like, make a list.
So she's saying that men have fewer places to explore their vulnerability, and discussing having a sex laundry list would like open up that channel.
No pun intended.
So she said, know yourself and then know what you like and what you want and have that list, which I don't know. I've always just called it like a sex bucket list, like things that I haven't done yet that I want to do or even where I want to do it.
You could have had a three-way tonight and you didn't.
I'm really not. Yeah, that's not something I want to do.
Okay.
I was lazy. It's too much
there
work.
There it is right there.
Too much work. So have your list and be willing and open enough to discuss it with someone that you're having sex with and that you care about. Think of your app profile as a lobster trap.
What?
A lobster trap.
All right, get back on Bumble. Let's figure this out.
So I guess apparently she loves friends.
I love my profile. I just didn't think you guys were going to approve of it.
Why? What
because,
do you think?
Because you nailed it right there, because she's married and has been for quite some time, and you guys are single. I thought you were going to look at it differently, but apparently I was wrong.
No,
and
she happy did a to have great been job. Wrong.
Yeah, I think it's a great profile. Doesn't mean it hasn't gotten anywhere.
Well, that was like 3 days ago.
No, okay. I think you guys did a great job on it. Yeah. I think.
And she was drunk.
Was she? But she's fun when she's drunk.
Oh, yeah, because she doesn't typically drink.
Right.
She wasn't thinking, like, I'm setting a lobster trap.
So we were doing it. I mean, we sat at Morton's for a few hours and then we went to Dublin's till like 2 a.m.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Did they stay down here? Or
no, they, you know, they have the, the self-driving car, essentially.
Oh, they do? Yeah. Well, because
Mike actually stopped drinking plenty of time, but yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool. Mike's so much fun. So this comes from Rachel Green on Friends. See, he's her lobster. Remember that episode?
Yeah, but I don't know what that means.
So she's saying that hapless lobsters wander into your online profile and trap them there. So she's nuts, this lady. Like, what the fuck? I guess it's just another way of saying, like, go fishing. I have no idea.
Trap
that makes no sense
to your profile.
This makes no sense to me. Number three, if a man sees a woman is brittle, he may love her with a sense of extra burden.
What does that even mean?
Like, if you're broken?
You can lure a man into your trap by being desperate and weak. So then he feels as he must take care of her because she's desperate and weak. And this is from Esther Perel, which I love her. Like, I'm not even in a relationship, but I listen to like her relationship advice.
So is that like a do don't do because they're thinking of you as weak? I don't get this. Ed, what the
fuck? Yeah,
I thought that we're going to have fun with this because it was crazy Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's like the 13 weird takeaways. Basically, this is just saying that this is a fucking weird.
Right.
Yeah, that's really
deep. Stop
fixating
and just move on.
So find quirky places to get it on. Okay, I like this. So a unisex bathroom at a wedding, a rainforest, a child's pirate ship. You know what I would like to try is one of those bouncy houses.
See, there's your laundry list.
Although,
right
I don't
there.
Know, can you get good traction on a bouncy
probably not.
House?
No, it's like rubber.
In fact, you should probably rub it down with
baby oil. Or throw some jello
like,
in there.
Like an accident waiting to happen. Someone's going to break something.
Yeah, I don't know. Or the Dead Sea. You know how you like really float in there? Like that might be interesting to try to.
Don't you just float in water?
Yeah, but the Dead Sea has a higher...
It's super high salinity.
Yeah, yeah, but so I you float. Really float. Like, you can't not float in there. Hmm. Yeah. Number five, stock your toy box with a range of tools.
So that you've bought into.
I like that. I might even just walk down to Frenchie's tonight. I don't know.
It's no longer called Frenchie's. It's Lover's Playground.
Oh, even better. It's a playground. But they might have a bouncy house in there.
I noticed that as I was walking down to the grocery store the other day. Like, oh...
Yeah, you know.
Frenchie's is like stenciled into the wall in concrete, but the awning and then the logo on the door has changed.
You had to go in and get more lube.
Nope.
Yes, you did. By the way, they sell lube at the hotel. Not that I needed it. I was there like shopping my front.
It's the Chicago Hilton and Towers.
It was like a bazillion dollars for a little
bit. Was it in the room?
No, it's in the gift
shop. Would be aggressive. Put it
one of my so my client is getting a new property and like they're buying it and rebranding it.
Mm-hmm.
But currently, this property does have like an intimacy kit in every room.
Wow.
With condoms, lube, all kinds of
stuff. For $27.
Yeah, I don't know how much it is, but like, so we were talking at the conference about like, will they do that when it rebrands? Because the city kind of lends itself to that.
Yeah.
And it was just
Vegas?
San Francisco.
Ah.
So
I didn't get no intimacy kit at my Hilton in San Francisco.
Well, yeah. So but it was funny because my client had to keep asking like all of the corporate men about this intimacy kit, like 10 different people. She had to keep
Does
talking about
it. Does
it
have a French tickler in it?
And the guys are like, if it's warming lube, we better give it to people.
She said by like the eighth person. She's like,
is it water-based lube? Is it silicon-based?
Yeah.
Let's I would have kept the conversation going just to make her uncomfortable.
Well, now you got to look for hotels now that you know that some offer that.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Kits. That's nice.
That should be a requirement for your conference.
Yes. By the way, we're not booking unless they have intimacy kits. So, of course, Gwyneth says she has a jade egg inside of her toolbox.
Of course she does.
Anal plugs, fake furs, blindfolds. That encourages deeper sensitivity and
fake
surrender.
Furs.
Like a merkin? Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't need a merkin. I mean, she got...
I love the word merkin.
I don't get fake furs.
Because I think if maybe you're massaging someone or you're touching them, maybe like a little fur, I would use real fur, like a fucking Lucky Rabbit's foot.
Or just like have hair.
I can actually, I'm going to say this is one of my little things, and I may never get to use it again, but.
What are you saving? Don't save anything. Fucking squirt it out, Ed.
Horsehair paintbrush.
Oh, you would like to feel that on your dick?
No, not
what?
Me. I've used that on women of different varying widths and different kind of brushes because it is so soft. And you do it with their blindfolded. And it's really something.
I'll put that on my list.
Are
Ed.
They paintbrushes that you then use to paint?
No. Okay. These are only for this.
Okay. You're like, I'm on a paint.
Well, I don't want like lead poisoning.
I don't have any
something.
Anymore. It's been quite some time, but yeah.
Well, that's a good idea though. So I can see like that fake.
But they've got to be natural fiber. I can't. Don't go be going to Ace and picking up the 5 cent
the plastic ones or the foam ones.
A roller.
Yeah. Unless you're painting them with body paint, that might be kind of fun. That's kind of like
you should just use your hands.
That's kind of down the splashing avenue, right? We talked about that. Do you want to secretly sit on a banana cream pie?
I really don't.
I know it. You want to feel those little banana slices in your butt crack?
I want to eat pie.
Me too. I'm hungry. Okay, so
I thought we already established you guys didn't want. Sexually each other.
I'm not gonna say my mom likes to say hair pie. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, back in the day, that's what they said.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's what they
said.
And
I just said it.
Okay, so now number six, Ed, is surrender to the sacred snake ceremony.
What?
I know.
I think not.
It says vibe with actual snakes with energy masters.
Move on.
I am Slytherin.
She says they put four snakes on their body to help them feel alive and setting the mood in preparation for the final snake.
I'm good. Just give me paintbrushes or whatever.
Number seven. You're
taking it too far.
Orgasmic meditation.
No.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
I mean, if you're alone, try it out. But why would you have someone else there? And
number eight. Most people are surprised to learn that their condoms have dairy in them. So if you're vegan, just know that your condoms might have dairy in them. So there's a $29.
All right, something you guys need to make notes of for the pleasure kit.
The, you want soy condoms?
I don't know. Maybe that's almonds. Why I don't like condoms, because I'm sensitive to dairy products. So maybe put a lactose intolerance pill in there.
Fuck me in the ass because I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a rock hard rationalization. It's just between you and me. Because everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see.